We're on the air. Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our hunkah session. The date is April 11, 2019. The time is 10:08 a.m. We are on day 16. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Clerk Walker to say the prayer this morning.
Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for your amazing grace. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us and the direction that you lead us each and every day. Father, I ask that your mercies would just fall upon these people that are making these decisions throughout this day. Help them and guide them to make the decision that is best for this Osage Nation, for the people as a whole, and just help them, Lord, to just keep that in your perfect will in mind and all the decisions that they make throughout this day. Father, I praise you and I just give you all the honor and all the glory for everything that you've provided for us. I just ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. That's you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Again, Congressman Maker is recovering from surgery. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Question, page 5, amendment number 4, to insert the new section, the Osage Nation Minerals Council is exempt from this act. You didn't do a roll call on that, but it says 10 yeas, 0 nays. So was there someone who voiced a no? Or,
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal from April 10th as presented.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Whitehorn. It was seconded by Congressman Bighorse. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Aggressment Committee met this morning. We are reporting ONC 1857, an act to establish an Osage Law budgetary process that is governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms and establishing limitations, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts, co-sponsors Congressman Tillman, Congresswoman Whitehorn, Congresswoman Edwards. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good, Fox, and Stabler. Also, ONCA 1926, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC Section 1210 and 1303 to limit re-enrollment to minors who have reached the age of 18 years and to adults who are adjudged incompetent or have been appointed to a guardian, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts, and the committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good, Fox, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no other select committee reports, we'll move to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Met yesterday and would like to report to Congress Resolution Number ONCR 1905, a resolution to authorize the Blue Stem Ranch LLC to change its name to the Osage Nation Ranch LLC upon filing the appropriate form with the Osage Nation Tax Commission. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. The final committee action was due pass. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good, Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. We also met on Resolution Number ONCR 1906, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction for the execution of an unmanned aerial vehicles access agreement with Honeywell International, Inc. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action was due pass. Voting yes were Tillman, Stabler, Good, Fox, Lemon, Pratt. 1 no vote, Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Edwards, I believe you have a committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The committee met on ONCA 1912, an act to establish a fund for home loan and down payment assistance for first-time home buyers to all members of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments, with yes votes from Edwards, Potts, and Whitehorn, 1 no vote from Pratt, and 2 absent, Maker and Bighorse.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other standing committee reports? Okay, seeing none. Agenda item 6 is introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congresswoman Edwards. Her hand was higher. Saw it first.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm introducing an act to amend ONCA 1848. To appropriate the amount of $69,158 to housing assistance, ONAP, and to reduce the tribal appropriation to the Education Department JOM program in the amount of $69,158 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
I'd like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place this bill on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to place ONCA 1948. Okay. Would you repeat your motion, please?
To place this bill on first reading on today's agenda.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards has made a motion to place the bill she just introduced on first reading on today's agenda. It was seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. There's no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Motion is going to pass. I didn't hear very many yeses, but didn't hear any no's either. Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce resolution number ONCR 1911 to approve the fiscal year 2020 annual projection of the Osage, annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Tillman.
Go ahead. Okay, I thought you had a question.
Okay, Congresswoman Pratt, you have the floor.
Okay, sorry. I am introducing an act to establish a law, competitive bidding for the gaming enterprise doing businesses, Osage Casinos, and the business enterprises of the nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, an act to authorize the authorize and appropriate the amount of $114,639 in federal funds to Education Department Johnson O'Malley program and to establish an alternate effective date. And also an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $263,017 in federal funds to Community Health Representative and to establish an alternate effective date. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Anything else?
So, no. No, I had to make sure he wasn't going to hand me something. And so I would like numbers, but then I would ask that to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place these three bills on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt to place the three bills you just read in on today's agenda on first reading. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Rule suspension, there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion carries. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Madam Clerk, would you like a few minutes to number these bills, or? Motion for a five-minute recess by Congresswoman Goodfox. It was seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no? Okay, we're in a five-minute recess.
Yes.